This is Radio Catskill, your community radio station. This is WJFF. I'm Jason, and joining me on the phone right now, we've got Lori Rivenberg. How are you doing, Lori?
Good. How are you, Jason?
Doing good. I should tell folks that you're the executive director of the Town of Wallkill Boys and Girls Club. It's a Boys and Girls Club serving Sullivan and Orange counties, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, and I mean, we're going to want to check in. We're going to talk about what the Boys and Girls Club's been up to in general during the pandemic coming up. But first, we want to talk about the fact that Father's Day is this Sunday. And for some folks, that can be a hard day because some individuals may not have enough resources to get great gifts for Father's Day. Their father may be absent, no longer with them, or they may not have even ever had anybody in that role of being their father. So you've issued a unique way to celebrate this day while respecting all of those different experiences, and you're talking about giving the gift of altruism this Father's Day. You want to tell us more about that?
Sure. So we shared an article on our Facebook or on our website just to kind of give people an idea about different ways you can really acknowledge fathers on Father's Day, and it kind of goes over five main points. And basically, it's to respect those whose fathers aren't present, so those who may have had fathers who've passed away or who are no longer with them, and just be careful when you're talking about it. You know, share things and be conscious of the fact that there might be somebody out there who doesn't have that, and that's okay. Maybe acknowledge the other people in their lives who stepped up or the great jobs they've done on their own not having a father, and how successful they've been, or maybe how they've become a father in their own life or been a fatherly figure to others. And also to consider those who have different kinds of fathers. They may have a step-parent. They may have somebody who acts as a father figure in their life, and just how that might be different. And just think about what that different role may be, but that they still might have somebody special. Also, to give your dad a gift that gives back. So that can mean maybe make a donation in your father's name if you do have a dad or somebody who's like a dad to you. Or maybe, you know, take them out to volunteer, because there's lots of great volunteer opportunities now, whether it be virtually or to help people who are stuck at home, you know, delivering groceries or helping with some of the food drives that are out there. And then spend time doing what he wants to do. You know, think about ways, instead of just the gift that you want to give your dad, think about what your father actually likes, or the father figure in your life actually likes, and just maybe it's about spending time. Maybe if you're not able to be with them right now, it's doing a Zoom call or a FaceTime call or writing them a letter, because they really like to get letters and cards, and that hasn't been done before. And then lastly, getting involved in the community, finding ways that you can give back on Father's Day, whether you have a dad around or not, just to help other fathers who are out there. And, you know, that could be, again, volunteering. It could be making a donation to a local charity, certainly the Boys and Girls Club or other places in Sullivan County. I know Operation Feed is doing an amazing job up in Sullivan County, getting food out there to local businesses and families in need, I should say. So there's lots of different ways to think about Father's Day instead of the traditional cookout in the backyard with everybody's dads chipping in. There's lots of different ways to celebrate our dads this Father's Day.
It seems like then the altruism being the key word cuts in two general directions. One is being altruistic enough to be respectful of all those different experiences, but then also looking for ways to celebrate your father, if you can, through altruistic means, whether it's volunteering or doing something for the community.
Right. It's really about the golden rule and thinking about, you know, doing unto others as you would have done to you, you know, being positive, being kind. Think about those simple ideas around Father's Day, and you can really help make it a special day for people around you.
And to be clear, you're not saying that people aren't allowed to celebrate. You're just saying,
they absolutely can. And I certainly, ways. If you're lucky enough to have a great dad in your life and you want to celebrate him, I know I'm fortunate that way. I'm definitely going to get to spend some quality time with him and, you know, just spend time thanking him and being able to say, I love you. You know, some people take that for granted too, and we don't always realize how important that is. And I think with everything going on in the world today, time to kind of take that step back and really look at the blessings that we all have. Maybe things that we didn't realize before are now much more important to us. So it's really just acknowledging that and thanking him for all he's done for those of us who are lucky enough to have great dads in our lives.
Right. And do you think that this this type of taking this opportunity and looking at it in this way? Do you think these steps might help make a more altruistic world if people start thinking about
it? Of course. This way? Yeah. Of course. I think anytime that you think about others and you really think about what their needs are and how you can help and have empathy for them and do something kind for them, always makes a better world. You know, we always say, you know, you don't have to, it just takes one person to make change. And then if everybody does that change, all of a sudden there's a wave of us maybe making that change. And that's really what brings it about, right? It's thoughtful citizens getting together and doing kind things that makes that difference. And that's all we need to do really every day. That's certainly what we teach to our kids in our clubs. You know, when we do community service projects or we have them do community-related charity work and things like that, we just want them to know that every voice, no matter how big or how small, is still a voice, and it helps to bring about change in the world and make it a better place for all of us.
Right, which leads to the last thing I wanted to talk to you about, which is, it's not the last thing I want to talk about. It's going to be one of the last things we talk about in the last couple minutes here, is what is the Boys and Girls Club doing? How have you been doing during this pandemic? And what can people in the community look forward to you doing in the near to midterm future?
So it's been a tough time for us, as with most people during the pandemic, so I think we can all relate to that. Unfortunately, in March, we had to close down our programs because the school closed, and for those not familiar, all of our sites are based in the schools, so it really kind of stunted our ability to run programs for a while. So what we did is we picked up by creating a virtual club experience. So 4 days a week, we provide content in the morning and afternoon for our club kids and their families. It's kind of projects that they can work on, ideas for fun activities for them to do in the morning. And then the afternoon, we do videos from our staff, kind of engaging in different projects and ideas for them to kind of keep it fun and still stay connected to our club, so they can still see their favorite staff and know that we're still there. We've also made about 200 wellness checks each month, just checking in with all of our individual families, letting them know we still care, seeing what their needs are, and connecting them to any resources we may have so that they're aware of that. And then we also started partnering with Operation Feed Phase 2 last month, which is made up of the local Rotaries helping and some other local nonprofits, including A Single Bite, which put together meals and snacks for individuals throughout the area. So to date, we've had about 513 snack packs and over 3,000 individual snacks that we've been able to send out to kids in and their families in Liberty, Monticello, and the town of Fallsburg. So we've also helped with a backpack drive for our friends in the Pine Bush School District to offer families some additional school supplies and craft items to support their work at home too. So we've tried to keep busy, even though we're far away, to still stay connected to everybody. And this week we're doing Zoom calls with all of our different club sites, so our kids get to still see their staff and check in and say hello and see some of their friends that they've been missing. So
wow. All right. So busy.
Oh, yeah. So
busy,
it's been busy. You know, unfortunately, we lost a lot of funding because we didn't have income from our programs, and some of the grants, of course, weren't able to come out because we weren't providing services. So we definitely were put in a tough position, and we lost about $160,000. So we're looking to raise money over the summer.
We're going to have to get going real quick, but where can people go to find out more information?
They can go to bgcorange.org, and there's more information there about our summer camps and how to donate and support us.
Lori Rivenberg, the executive director of the Town of Wallkill Boys and Girls Club serving Sullivan and Orange counties. Lori, thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
On the ongoing campaign to remove statues with ties to the slave trade and to racism here in the U.S. Well, it is happening in Britain, too, and the campaign there has triggered a backlash.